Yep. Just like bikes have the right to be on the bike route.
But I mean,
it's not going to not get you killed.
And like, but, you said,
I think it would encourage pedestrian traffic, though, and I wouldn't feel safe encouraging pedestrian traffic there.
You'd have to, what kind of liability are you taking if you put in a cross?
Well, we wouldn't be taking any because PennDOT would be doing it.
But here's the thing.
But if they're not doing it unless we want it.
Kevin wants us to go back on track here.
Let's be realistic, though, that eventually this corridor is going to be developed.
That's what I'm really trying to get at. I'm not trying to come in and just
throw a bunch of development to the point of the existing foot traffic already. You know, they're like ducks crossing the stream right now. If you gave them a point to cross, I mean, primarily the people that work at Econopac. I mean, I've just flipped my thought on it. I was against it, and off the hip, but if you give them a place to cross, you know, right now they're like, run!
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Well, so if you give them a place to cross, is that a bad thing?
Well, I think if you have it in the comprehensive plan and you ask the developer to do a pedestrian walk as part of their plan.
That's a much better perception of what I'm trying to get at. Like I don't mean put crosswalks out there like tomorrow.
Right.
But I mean have it so we have something about it so we can say.
And next door would be the perfect thing because they're talking about developing possibly both sides of the street.
Right.
So that would be the place to put a crosswalk.
Yes, it'll go well with the Wawa.
The Wawa? The sheets?
Yeah,
it'll be Wawa.
I want a quick check.
All right, last goal here. Work with adjacent authorities and municipalities to provide adequate sewer coverage for businesses and residents who desire to connect to a central sewer or water system along 6 and 209 as tentatively proposed. So I've already known, you guys have told me this, you know, it's at their cost. So, you know, but I want to have that in here because fairly undoubtedly, I don't know if it'll be in the next 10 years, but at some point, you know, you're going to have a business come in here and say, hey, you know, we're going to have bigger sewage flows. We're on 209. We really need that extended. So,
Tom, how do you feel about that? Is that put the township in a hot spot for it?
Well, our plan from the beginning was that we said that you can hook up if you want.
Yes.
So right. All you're doing is parroting what this township
Yes.
does, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think I say...
I don't think Rachel...
You're actually saying that the township won't stand in the way, but it's at their expense.
Yes.
Mm. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's...
That's what you wanted, right?
That's been the flavor of the supervisors right along, right?
Yeah. And then I also suggest that you could adopt conditions for businesses and developers who ask for the central water and sewer, that those are recorded so you guys, you know where those lines are. And then you can also tack on fees for inspections, things like that, if you wanted to do that.
It's been a long day, Jason, but I'm not seeing where you're saying in here at their cost. In the
Boulder
Action Plan.
No, maybe it might not be there. It might be in the beginning of the...
We have some...
I'll put it in here, too, though. It is in the beginning of the plan.
It's in the beginning of the plan.
Where's it ending?
Right now, I think it goes out to the...
I read that in the first part of the plan.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
It would be
What's
on...
What's that?
Where Central the water line ends.
I was asking where the water ends. I didn't know.
Water ends,
yeah, didn't they just put an? Didn't they just put another extension on it? Yeah,
they're over in the West Fall Township now.
Yeah, I think their ultimate goal is to get water to that small neck of like seven houses that are.
They want it. No, the ultimate is to get it to the school.
Oh, is that what
I
it is?
The That's their was to get it all the way out to Mount Morris.
Ultimately, because Matamoros is operating on wells, and the Water Authority has enough water to, and that's, make no mistake, that's why the new tower is getting put up.
Yeah, it's almost done.
And the, well, also the goal is to meter the sewer based on the water, and if they're...
Well, that's how you achieve a sewer bill, is by the amount of water that you use.
It's on page 39.
So it's not in the goal, is what you're saying?
No, but I can restate it there.
I would like to restate it there, yeah. I don't want to give anybody the impression that it's a goal of the municipality to pay for it, fund it.
There you go.
Yes.
Thank you.
Sure. And then, Bob, I did say in that, in 39, several new types of on-lot sewer treatment systems exist and meet PA, DEP code, EcoFlow and Coco filter in that, so, you know, those are just...
Elgin.
Yeah, those are just the new ones. I want to make sure that that was in here.
Actually, not long ago, started another new one. Now, if you've got less than 20 inches of good soil, you can go with a Coco filter, but you don't do a perk test. It has to be written up by a soil scientist.
Oh. Well,
so even on 10 inches of soil,
yeah,
you need a minimum of 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, I got 3 of them in now.
Yeah, up in Wayne County, we get a lot of 18-inch test pits and a lot of people swearing, but glad there's a way out now. So the conclusion there, too, I kind of just wrap things up. I think that's a pretty good amount to cover. I have quite a few red lines. I want to read through it again and clean up some of the writing. And you can let me know if there's any questions. You said, I guess next on our agenda here, I wanted to kind of talk with you guys. Yeah, go ahead, sorry. I skipped something, but go ahead.
No, on page 32, where you just referenced the Water Authority's like, facility, they just built a second tower up there. It's like finishing.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if you want to update that to reflect that.
They're saying that it's for maintenance, sort of. It's clearly been maintained in the past, so it's absolutely for volume. Yeah.
He was only referencing.
So it's a separate tank?
Yeah, they just built a second tank up there.
Okay.
They did a bunch of upgrades to that facility.
Okay. Get some information about that. So just in my notes here, too, I didn't write this in the goals or actions yet, but I mentioned it in the plan. So another kind of trend that we're seeing specifically in the East, relative to New York City, is that people are coming out of the city and paying cash for second homes to make short-term rentals and Airbnbs. And they're wealthy or for whatever reason buying up multiple homes, pricing people out and adding to the competition of owning a home. Have you at all had any issues with short-term rentals or considered adopting an ordinance?
There was a draft that was sent up and there was a suggestion sent back that haven't been vetted yet.
So it's being considered?
We're in the process of drafting over ordinances.
The fundamental problem is drafting something that's enforceable. The further we go, the less ability there is to enforce. So I don't know. Yeah. But yes, it's being considered. Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
Work has
and I'm not coming in here over the top. I want you to know I'm not coming in here being like just listing things you need to start enforcing.
No, pretty much.
I'm just bringing up everything.
Everything you're coming up with, we're actually working on.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so it's not like you're bringing new light to something and shocking us. I mean, everything is stuff that we have. It's just that we have so much on our plate. I mean, you know.
Sounds great. If it's okay with you, then under housing as a goal, I'll add that as an action item to continue to consider a short-term, you know, rental ordinance so you have a little more control over that. And I think you're right, Kevin. I don't think there's an answer yet on how you can control that. And because if people come with cash, you can't really tell them no, but we...
Yeah, we can, and it's already in our ordinance. We're currently the way we are now. They can't do it here.
Okay.
Because of the way the ordinance is written and the way the case law has come down.
Okay.
They can't do it anywhere here, the way our ordinance is written and the way it's come down. Now, does that mean that they're not doing it and we're just not looking? We have had people already coming in saying they would like to do it. And so we're entertaining the idea of allowing it in a controlled capacity.
But
the question is, how are we going to control it and how much are we going to control it?
Yeah, what's your minimum length of rental then?
We don't have an ordinance, so
okay.
Right now they can't do it at all.
Yeah, right now it's not allowed, but we're considering the way the ordinance is written.
Okay.
We have what? Cottages.
Yes,
we have housekeeping cottages.
Yeah, we have housekeeping cottages is what we're referencing. But
okay.
You know if it's not provided for, they could argue against it. Can't prohibit it altogether. Got to put it somewhere.
Well, we have housekeeping cottages.
That's not a short-term rental.
Yeah, it is.
The
housekeeping cottage definition is 1 day to 30 days. That's short-term rental.
The way the case law came down, Tony was comfortable that it wasn't a use not provided for. It was a use that's excluded for the residential area, certainly.
That's different. You can, I agree you can exclude it for residential. I agree wholeheartedly. That's slice of life.
Right.
But my concern was it couldn't be provided at all, but if you're telling me it's 1 to 30 days, I think you met the definition.
Yeah.
The housekeeping cottages, I think, meets
covered.
It.
So you do provide for it.
Yeah.
Via housekeeping cottages,
But anybody can question that and still bring it.
Well, no, I think...
You can do that with anything.
I don't care what I call it. Am I providing for the use? Mm-hmm. So I may say it's a short-term rental. You call it a housekeeping, but if it's 1 to 30 days, same result. I'm giving you a rental 1 to 30 days. I think I could defend that pretty easily.
Okay.
My concern was we don't have any use at all for it. If it's, you have to have somewhere. But
in the commercial.
The commercial. That's fine. I agree with Tony.
And we were looking at, could we expand it, could we allow it, but how do we control it, and how do we enforce what we have, which is apparently a major issue in a lot of the places.
Yeah.
And a lot of the ways it's being done in this area are not really ways that are enforceable from what we've been able to find in the research.
The good news is, depending on how you enforce it, Airbnb, VRBO, they have their own strict policies. Insurance requirements and things. Usually, fees are at the county level for those, but you could impose like a hotel tax.
It's called a hotel tax, but that's different than just for short-term rentals. And Rachel, to be honest with you, both Lackawaxen and Delaware, we're regulating them pretty well. We're not having issues. Lackawaxen permits them, however, except if the association doesn't, and Delaware does not permit it in the residential, but we don't have any issues. People are paying their fees, they're filing in, they're getting their permits every year. We haven't had issues.
Well, do you guys have limited number of days per year that it's allowed to be?
Days per year? No. We just say it has to be No, we don't limit it per days per year. It's
that's the one that I've been hearing about, and that's the one that
that's
the researcher I was finding that you can't actually enforce it.
It's impossible. What are you going to do? Stay there and watch and count?
You can't.
No, we just... Right. We require them just to register, meet the requirements, have the permit. In Lackawaxen, the zoning guy walks at the property, make sure everything's okay if you're new. If you've been there beforehand, you're grandfathered in. You just confirm and show how you're grandfathered in. We have not had issues. Everybody's content with it, both townships.
And do they make money on it?
The short-term rentals?
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
But the municipality, though. Like through these fees and permits and things?
Not really. I mean, they do okay, but not really, because you want to be careful. You don't want to get to the point where you have to hire an employee to be too much of a policeman. So therefore, your fees and medical and everything is way over what they're paying for fees. So we kept one guy.
You want to do it?
And regulate it without, and if somebody complains.
I've been on that end.
Pretty good. Yeah.
Okay.
No, you gotta balance it out.
Well, you have major attractions in Lackawax and with Woodlock to, you know.
Woodlock does not permit short-term rentals. Woodlock has their actual rental policy in one certain area.
And Mass Hope?
Mass Hope does because they benefit, the more short-term rentals they have, the skiing.
I was gonna say, yeah, because of the winter activities.
All the residents get free skiing because of the short-term rentals. So they have a mutual benefit for that. But a lot of the residents in Lackawax have second homes and things they wanna rent. And we haven't had issues. And same with Delaware, we haven't had. Because one of the benefits of short-term rentals is if you take a step back, we have very few hotels.
Right.
In this county. So it's a way to do it. Well, up in our area, like in Lake Wampaupet, same principle. So there's a lot of short-term rentals. And both Wayne and Pike Townships on the lake wanna continue with short-term rentals.
I don't think we have the same attractions in Milford Township for that.
Oh, but we got people who stay here to go to Milford.
And boating and activities.
And boating.
Yeah, depends.
So is this?
And park service.
Yeah, you got the parks.
I have this as an appendix.
But I get your point.
Right now, is this not your zoning map?
Yeah, I get it.
What's it say for a date on it?
May 2022, prepared by Pike County Planning.
No, that's not the, the 92 one is the correct one right now.
Okay.
That's the one, I think me and him, me and Kevin went over and the planning board, and then they added all the stuff to it that was changed, and then they printed it, but they didn't print the 92 one yet.
Was that's Hickory Hills?
Yeah.
Right there?
That was a mistake.
See that yellow blob? Nope,
that's one. That one.
Yeah, that one. Yeah. That's.
That's not commercial.
That's not commercial.
The property in red up in the back was split into two pieces, and those two were supposed to be commercial, and there was a mistake made.
Yeah, so that's definitely not right.
All right. I dare put draft on that and just keep it as an appendix and red.
No, because it's that one. Those are all, those are individual lots, are all homes. So that's never going to be commercial anyway. Or never should be. Everybody'd have their own little.
For the purposes of circulating it now, that would be all right. That wouldn't be right to have a finish.
Jason, can you make the edits of what we discussed tonight and resend it down so that what we're informally shopping over the next 60 days at least has those edits already made to it?
Yeah, sure. Can you give me like a week or two?
Yes.
I have a presentation this coming weekend.
Are we having a focus group or something?
Yeah.
Like that, or?
Well,
we can have that discussion.
Yeah, I want to have that discussion.
You said no, so that's why I'm curious.
Did you read the letter?
This is
the agenda.
I want to go over this last map though before we jump into that conversation, if you don't mind. So this is our parks and recreation and natural resources plan.
I'll read it through.
We have the Delaware Forest called out. We have all the major creeks called out. This orange is slopes that are 25% or more.
Great.
We have the rivers.
This is very helpful.
Okay.
Yeah, so I thought we might
Do you have the county's property marked on there?
Yeah, there's two.
And the DCNR property where Lily Pond is?
I don't think I have that one.
Okay, there's so two county properties. We need those to be added, and we need
county need property which abuts the river.
Yes.
And the Park Services Santos property that's adjacent.
Yeah, right behind here.
That's right. That's the only place where river access would be.
Yes.
Possible
is on the county property there.
Yeah, yeah, we should also.
When he had the river, the map with the river access, he actually had the wherever the heck that road is.
Behind the back here. Yeah.
Yeah, the one that goes down.
Yeah.
How many of you have used that Santos property for river access?
It's a long ways back.
You did?
It's a 20-foot bank down to the river.
Oh, is it all?
Not gentle.
Yeah, it's in order to make an appropriate ramp, it's not something that.
It'd be tough.
A little project.
Well, no, it's definitely doable, especially with the soils down there, but it's not.
It's not free. It's not state, in there yet.
When you get state approval and DCNR money and you get all of that stuff, it's going to be...
Army Corps of Engineers.
It's going to be several hundred thousand dollars to...
Which is why you get funding to do it.
Yeah. I actually have...
Well, we could go down there. We could go down there at a weekend with a right-sized machine.
Was it the 91 map?
I got a dozer over here.
No.
I'll be away
we
that
could,
weekend.
We can shove that.
We should have the DCNR map where Lily Pond is.
I marked that down. I'll get that. Jason,
this is the 91 map.
Experimental forest.
Okay, can you email that to me?
Jason, the Pinchot Experimental Forest.
For less than $10,000, recognized ramp.
Yeah, but I'm not arguing. What was your email? I don't know if we're going to hear a violation of the Clean Streams Act.
Do you have the bridge preserve? I think you have the Charles Bridge Preserve up there. That also should be on there.
Who the hell knows the difference?
I'm not touching it.
There are already trails there. We are so blessed to have Lincoln Township coordinating them.
Oh, yeah.
And maintaining them for us.
Tell me after you commit the crime. Don't tell me ahead of
time. I might even have it.
Yeah. Charles Bridge Preserve.
Yes.
Woodland Design.
Yeah, Charlie Bridge.
There we go. Yeah. So that takes care of all
that. That project came to a stall, didn't it?
John, they're correct.
Well, the walking trails are there. The pavilion is there.
Right, but when they originally came in to us to basically ask for permission, they were going to do the other side of the swamp.
They're going to do just mass themselves.
By the swamp.
Yeah, and then buried down.
When you say the other side
of six,
they'll bury.
They were going to develop the Dingman.
That's the Dingman Township side.
Yeah, the Dingman Township side.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything on there.
Yeah, they haven't. Yeah, that's what I said. The project came to a stall.
You know those boys?
But that's
was supposed to. They did a really nice job.
Warning, rattlesnakes.
I live half a mile up the road. They didn't call. Knock on wood. They all stay down
here. I have rattlesnakes in my yard.
It freaks me out knowing there's dens all over the property.
Well, maybe they did.
I had rattlesnakes in my yard.
I got them in my yard.
I know the association with
them. I called the neighbor. I said, hey, there's a rattlesnake out in the road. Just don't let your daughters walk out. He's like, it's already in my fridge.
I don't know.
You sure you spelled my name right?
Listen, he didn't tell me. I found out through his staff when I showed up.
J-A-Y-S-O-N. Just double check for me. Hopefully it'll come through. I could really use that, and that'll take care of that. So the last thing I wanted to discuss here before 9, if we could.
Guys.
So, sorry. So I've done... been here for 6 meetings. I think we covered a lot of ground. I think we have a pretty decent document to start from. There's clearly going to be revisions. We had the survey meeting. I personally...
that's where I sent it.
Yeah, that's right. I'll just be patient. Thanks, yeah. Bob. I think you should do a focus group. I'm more than willing to do it, but I'm at the very tail end of our budget. We have money left to do our hearings And, but yeah, I'm just being honest with you. We put a lot of time and effort into it so far. So, hopefully make it and bring it to a nice resolution here at the end. If we all decide to do that together, or, I'd be able to prepare a change order, for continued services just cause we're getting to the end of that cost.
And how much of a change order do you think it would take to get a focus group done?
If we wanted to do a focus group, you made a list and we got together with them for a meeting and they were prepared and read the sections and we had a nice meeting like this. Maybe $2,500 to cover that and the remaining revisions from that. I don't think it'd be too bad. But yeah, it'd be just one meeting if I was trying to help keep things succinct, you know?
So if we don't do that, then we have one more meeting to...
We'd have the hearing. I'd do the revisions, give you guys 60 days. Hopefully somebody would write that executive summary. And we'd just maybe meet, you know, with the hearing and maybe one or two more times. Just for like an hour or two like this, you know, it wouldn't necessarily be a big overhaul of the goals or something like that, you know.
Do you want to have
Pike County Planning to take a look at this at all?
That's one of the requirements.
So they can do that.
We don't want them to look at it until we've got all the revisions done, and we're not going to have a lot of weight on what their comments are with this, but we have to.
I don't think they're gonna have.
In keeping with our rogue perception in the public,
if they actually read it, they're gonna be like, we owe a lot of information to these guys.
No, they'll read it.
The other thing that I thought might be possible is we could each do some outreach more informally and sort of shop informal focus groups ourselves.
Well, I think what we need to do is we need to be fair to Jason in one respect, is because of the unanticipated expense of the hearings for the
warehouse.
LBM. Proposed warehouse. The township doesn't have extra cash. It's just it's that.
Sure.
You think you're out there. So and stop me if I'm wrong. The problem that we have with the process now is because of what we have presented and offered to the public already, if we don't have some sort of a focus group, we're being remiss in our duties as far as I'm concerned. I mean, we could get away with not doing it, but we've already told the public we're going to do it.
Well, we're not meeting their expectations, and that's what this entire comprehensive plan is about.
Is all about, right.
Right.
Well, yeah. We told them with the survey and, you know, that we would do focus groups.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. So, it's all about the expectations of the public, and that's what this document is all about, is what the
expectations. I think in reality, if we all review it and we get it amended the way his corrections are in there, I think we can just have a meeting and a focus group. We don't need Jason here for that. Yeah. Or give everybody time to look at it.
Yeah.
And then get together with certain people and sit right here and have a discussion.
We had quite a list of people that had interest in the focus group, right? Now, how do you police that at all, or do you just
I think Rachel's correct. This was a good idea. I think you work together to come up with a list of 6 or 8 or 12 people from that big list, and each of them, you know, this one's interested in transportation, or this one's really going to focus on this, and you shop that out, the document out to them, and I would say 12 or less, and that's your focus group, and you gather all the comments they have, and you provide them to me, and provide their names, and I'll add them to the credits, and I can make the revisions, and we can discuss at the hearing and at our last meeting their comments, and that would be a cost savings if you could do that.
Well, you know, I was thinking that we could each run one with a small portion of the list, just one on, you know, not one on one, but one on 5 or 6, where we're talking through it with people in it. So it's very informal, and they're very free with their comments, and we're each taking responsibility for a piece of the group, and come back ourselves together to say, okay, here's the comments that I got, here's the comments that I got, I want to hear what you guys think would be best and most appropriate. I don't want to see us not going out informally. If we just go to public hearing, I think people, especially in this town right now, have already got the impression that public hearings are not where things get changed. They're where things go to get formally finalized. And I think that there is a clear expectation that, based on the survey, that people were going to be able to give valuable input through focus groups. I would love to be able to say, well, let's just write a check for $3,000. We'll have refreshments and do this in the library's community room where we're going to have the next hearing and really do it in a pretty and grand way. $3,000 should really not be a big deal, but
I think the way you suggested, though, is just as effective, if not more. Like, if you have, you know.
We can get the real input that way, yeah, right? And if you put 70 folks, people yeah. in the room, and some people aren't going to say one word.
Well, I don't think 70 is what we were looking for either. I mean,
right.
I think all along we were talking about finding interest and taking his suggestion and going with 10 or 12 people. And I mean, if we all took 5 people in that, you know what I'm saying? Now we're going to be. It's going to be diluted.
That's what I said. Just to get together for a meeting here with the focus group. You got their names.
Treat it as a special meeting with those invitees.
Wait a second. We've dedicated this night to comprehensive plan. And why not just dedicate this workshop night to comprehensive plan until we're done? And at the next meeting, next month, let's decide on who we're going to invite.
That's what I
mean. And then the following meeting.
Get those 12 people a copy of your recent revisions so that they have something that's pretty much done. And the next month, the ones that show up can speak their piece, whatever they want, and
I'm calculating out where we are on the calendar at that point in time.
That puts us 2 months out from.
Puts us to November, right?
Yeah, yeah. Beginning of November.
Is there a deadline or something?
No. I was thinking the beginning of December would be a bad time to do that.
Yeah, it would be, but the beginning of November wouldn't be.
Correct.
Yes.
So if next meeting we could decide on the
if we had
the updated draft and we have the list of people that wanted to participate, then we can, and we talked about that. We're going to get some people that are going to invite others to and we're not going to avoid that. So let's put them all in the room. If you're worried about this cloak and dagger stuff, then. Me seeing 5 people and you seeing 5 people, and then it to the public, it's the same old thing anyway. Put them all in the same room at the same time and say, you know, speak your piece.
Can't you set them up to come to the next one? So then there'll be.
Well, it's like.
Oh, so they come, here's the documents, give you a month in November, and then you avoid the Christmas time? Or is that too close? That's pretty much what
Kevin's saying. We need 2 weeks to make his revisions, right?
Yeah.
We already have the list of people who volunteered. We would be looking at just before Columbus Day weekend, right, for this workshop next month.
That we can spend, we can as a group can solidify on who's going to get the copies. We'll pick out from that list of people.
How many people are on your list?
You'll have the current revisions done by then, right? And then we'll have a copy to give to people. That'll give them a month to get ready.
Okay.
And then the second Thursday in November, you know, let them come and say, you know, what
I still think we need a facilitator, and that's what Jason's role would typically be at that meeting. Someone has to be facilitating the discussion, otherwise we may not get going on actual discussions happening. Does anybody feel comfortable taking on that role, or can anyone think of someone that we could?
Well, if we give them the
to do that?
What categories are you gonna? What categories did you have?
Oh,
for a focus group.
Yeah, I can put these in the notes, but I'd want to have somebody who, you know, is really.
You'd want to have a diversified.
Yeah,
I
want some kind of a business owner for sure. Somebody who's. You know, might be.
No, like, I'm not talking about the people. What I'm talking about is the topics. You want to? That's your concern.
Well, my concern is that without a facilitator, it may not get going. You know, someone who's guiding the conversation.
Well, we can make that happen if we know. You can you give us criteria of the people that you want, and then we can do that from the list. As far as business people, environmental people, however you want to do that, and then you know, then we could. We, if we give them the document, we can have them say specific comments on that issue.
Yeah, yeah, like that you're should, here because should, we, you're transportation minded. Give us your point
so
of view.
So each one is specific to their area of special well, interest.
And on their surveys, they said what they were interested in, right?
No.
No,
they just said they wanted to be invited to the focus group.
They didn't fill out the rest of the survey?
Or just, that they want to be involved in the...
Well, then you can get the topics and do that.
No, well, no he's saying, no, they filled out the whole survey, but they also put that they wanted to be part of that, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So in their survey, you should be able to get a good idea on where they're at.
But, if we have
core topics, then yes. we can ask the group, what is your position on such and so, and start the conversation that way.
There you go. That way you can say... All right, well, if you're interested in the environmental aspect or you're interested in transportation, then that's what we want you to focus on.
Shauna can give you the recording of that.
Okay. They can get that from the implementation part of this, right? You can look at the implementation part and they can pick out what section would be specific to them.
I think we might have to give some specific changes. Otherwise, he might as well be here for the amount of money and time that we're spending for
him. If you go to page 50, the implementation.
There's no savings there for him.
No.
If you have him look at that.
Yeah, I would recommend that
each section.
It is like 8 to 12 people. And then even if they're, I know they filled out the survey and said, I want to be involved or I want to know about the comprehensive plan. You can put an email blast out to all those people about the hearing. If you know somebody who is particularly like agriculturally oriented or like recreationally oriented, even if they're not on that list,
well, and that's why I want to see the list.
You should invite that person.
If we have the list of the people that showed interest, we can vet that at the next meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was handed out, I think, in June, at the June meeting.
Yeah. Because usually on something like this, like if I was working with commissioners or something, we would work with them and say, hey, you know, we want someone who's from the Fish and Boat Commission. We want someone who's owns a recreational shop. We want someone who owns a gas station, right? So I'll provide those generic things, but you guys want to know better, even better than that list. Right. They might have not shown up and voted that day. And it'd be a shame not to include those people if you think they're valuable to the cause. So, yeah. And then what's really great, at least from my perspective, is that at the end of this, we've done a survey. Mm-hmm. We've hammered this out, whether people joined or not. We gave the opportunity of a focus group. We're having a public hearing. It's on them. They didn't bring something up, man. He gave them every opportunity. So. Yeah. And it'll be a solid document.
Oh, I have no doubt a public hearing being held by Milford Township will attract a lot of attention.
It all depends.
Us holding a public hearing in this current environment, it will attract
coming,
a lot of attention.
They're coming.
Should I be concerned at all? Or?
About what?
About public hearing? Or
no, I do a lot of them. Don't worry, I will, man.
Okay.
I just had one last night at Delaware. Trust me, I can count things down. That's fine.
All right.
Yeah, we'll give everybody their opportunity and keep the peace.
Huh? Les Vito shows up.
No, even him, I can. He's fine. With me, he's been fine.
It's actually, there's only one person that I've ever seen in this room conduct himself in a manner that I was very, you know, taken aback by, and it was not Vito for sure.
So what we do, the implementation matrix. They can look at that. Gives you most of the categories in the matrix, so they'll know where they want to be.
Yeah, I can list the people, and I'll even say, like, tell them to specifically look at these pages, too. That won't only take a minute. So.
Yeah, good.
Thank you, Jason.
Yeah,
I'd
I don't know.
I'd love to write you a $3,000 check, but...
Yeah, no, I'm glad that we could just be open and talk this through, because I want you guys... Well, I don't want to come this far and then just have the document just
I'm certain under normal circumstances that that wouldn't have been an issue at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But because of the...
Because we're paying special counsel.
They're paying special counsel for an extra 6 hearings and...
There's no motion.